make a long story short, I have been reviewing in my column survey of new teaching materials since 1975, reviewed over 1,200 materials, and I've had a chance to work with the books, the play-alongs, all of the materials that we as teachers take for granted. We've seen jazz education go to college in the 1970s with degree programs. We have seen IAJE founded in 1968. We've seen generations of things happening. And when I designed this workshop, I conceived of it more or less as a B-flat workshop. That means established products and show you some technology. Since I wrote the proposal, and now I've seen that there are so many options for you as educators to use with your students, that I've expanded the workshop. And basically, when I say expand, I've been able to put together a handout that you have. And this is the handout that you have. But I have another handout that's online. And it's basically it's about 8 or 10 pages long. So what you have here is already no big deal, except all the links. So if I'll show you a couple of things before we go into specifics. If you go to my handout, you'll see that there's two handouts, and that's one of them. The other one that you're going to get is the one that you're going to really want to peruse. And that one is going to be what's listed as the first URL on the first page of the handout. Because when you see this, you'll see that it's far more elaborate than what you got. And basically, there's four sections to this workshop. Software solutions to play-alongs. And, well, I didn't mean to click on it. Then there's transcribing software, which is another thing which works very good in a jazz education set. You're not transcribing, you're playing back in flexible tempo pitch looping. Then there's dedicated hardware. And then all of a sudden, I started to realize that we have well over 1,000 play-along albums published. The latest from Theodore Presser will be on klezmer music. Alternative strings. You know, we're for vocalists, it's far beyond the roots of Music Minus One of 1950 when they did their first albums of play-alongs. And then Jamie Ebersole came around in 1968. So what I see in this workshop is both evolution of the play-along for practicing and what you can use with technology, to the point where technology changes how you teach. Now, if you can regroup this phrase at the end of the workshop, and if we've made an impression on you that technology is changing the way we teach today, then our workshop has been successful. Now, obviously, I like challenges, and to make this challenge work, I've invited two guests to assist me. And unfortunately, when the program was submitted, they were not in my B-flat workshop. And I said, whoa, we got to do things better. So we have Lee Kallestad from Make Music. He has some special things with smart music that many of you or most of you are not available, because some of it is evolving as we speak. And the product in its form that has the high-end way that we change how we teach jazz improvisation will be released in weeks by the NAMM show. Am I correct? Is that a realistic goal, or that's a little lofty?
We have great goals. I've learned since I've joined the company from education that there's no absolutes in software, but I'm using the new version of it right now. It's just a matter of cleaning up a little bit of loose ends.
So you're going to be able to use what he's going to show today very soon. And we have a very distinguished person, Professor Ray Smith from Brigham Young University, who has had an incredible program. Could I say 20 years, or am I short on
23?
23 years. And he's going to be our student today. Literally, he is going to be exposed to technology, and he's going to show how, when he teaches in a private studio, how he might clean up Charlie Parker tunes, how he might clean things up. So if you know that these two gentlemen are unadvertised, but in no sense of the way, at least they are as important as I am, because they're going to show you things that have not been public. So we're in for a good time. The thing that I've made my emphasis is on the handout. The very first link on the first page is got to be gotten to from the internet, because all the links, if we want to talk about, we have four sections to this clinic. The first two or first three are maybe the most important. You may know most of the play-along repertory. This clinic will evolve into a feature article for IAJE in my Watch Out column, so it'll be far better than even what we do today. The first area is going to be software solutions. Software solutions are generally fast, easy, inexpensive, and very practical. But because you can burn CDs, you can make instructional equipment or instructional materials instant. Because the computer generates all the chords, you can duplicate it, copy it, distribute it on the internet or in CDs legally. I went to Office Max the other day. I bought 100 CDs, recordable ones, for $19.95. Now that's less than 2 cents a piece. I can distribute to my kids freely. So I'm going to just give you a fast perusal of this first area. There are four programs that need to be looked at. I am not a salesperson. I do not make commissions. I have no ulterior motive to promote one product over another. I will just pick things because of pedagogical value. Ray will demonstrate. We will have fun because it's music. You won't have to listen to me too much longer. Then there's smart music that I've invited Lee, because smart music in and of itself has pedagogical advances that have never been available in jazz education. And I imagine you're going to continue to evolve. So what you're going to see today may be called the first generation of smart music jazz that goes beyond what you already know in the traditional play-along. And this third part is Maybach Jazz, which has some excellent playback capabilities. And then the third one is Jammer Pro, which has some great compositional aids. In fact, all of them can make compositions. So you get into composition, creating, and hearing feedback a whole lot faster than the pen or the pencil. Okay, now that takes care of the first part. The second part will be dealing with transcribing software. And many of us have not used transcribing software, but it works equally as well for transcribing or for play-alongs with the original CD, which means you can take anything that has been CD'd and you can record it, and then you can alter it till the cows come home. And it's very good and very inexpensive. And there are three products that you need to know about. Slow Gold, which is distributed by Hal Leonard. Transcriber, which is by Reed Cutler. And on my website, I have hot links for everything. So don't take notes, folks. It's all there ready for you to click on. And the third product out of England is very good, Transcribe. They're all about $49. So that's the second area of the clinic. The third area deals with hardware solutions. We now have competition. Superscope came out a couple of years ago with their family of CD recording systems, CD players that can change pitch, can change tempo, and can loop. And they're very, very good. But now we have, by Tascam and Alesis, we have two players. None of them can record. They're only for playback. So we have a whole bunch of hardware to look at. And then the last area are the play-alongs. Jamie Ebersole and Music Minus One, but Hal Leonard has done an interesting thing with all their new play-alongs, and they have a lot. And you'll say, what do they sell? And I'm going to say, in their guitar play-alongs, we got a lot of stuff. There's the Hot Links. I'm not selling them. You go there and watch it. Then they have their instrumental play-alongs. Then they have their bass play-alongs. Then they have, well, if we don't lose the page, their vocal play-alongs. And then their piano. And there may be 100 play-alongs that you don't know about. But what they're doing is they're putting one of the software programs for transcribing free, or you can say free, they probably use the prices to cover the royalties, but you'll be able to, on their play-alongs, you'll be able to adjust the pitch and the speed electronically because they give you software that you can load on your computer and it works. And so that's the four things we're going to do. So let me get out of this web page. We don't need to have a web page now. On my handout, the third hot link. That's the easiest way. It's underlined. It says Band in a Box PowerPoint slideshow. And it's basically a PowerPoint presentation that I did last April at Arizona State University. And it will tell you about play-along software and give you a step-by-step approach, tell you what the products are, literally give you inclination of how to use it in a teaching situation. Let me give you a couple of T's. I know you're waiting for Ray and to see things demonstrated. You can take your big band charts. Let's take Magic Flea. Goes pretty quick. 280, 300, cut time, it flies. You put the chords in with Band in a Box as an example, or one of the competitors, so I'm not politically incorrect. And you can make a CD recording, track one, track two, track three, track four, at 160, at 220, at 260, at 300, and say you got 8 weeks before festival. I'm going to test you guys at 180, then at 220. And each week you practice up to those tempos. And you know when you got to take a test with a play-along where there are no horn parts except rhythm section, it's interesting to see which kids end on the last beat of the piece and which kids continue to play. But I use play-alongs not just for improvisation, for my ensembles. And then when Lee does his part, he's going to have so much fun. He's going to have the kids record themselves with their computer. He's going to have the kids given where they made all their mistakes, given a score, and then email everything back to the teacher so they can see the score that got graded from 0 to 100 on Magic Flea. I'm just using that as an example. They can see all the mistakes, and it comes in electronically, and nobody has to do anything except, oh, you've got to do better. You see where that's red there? That means you missed the note. Well, you understand my sense of humor. It would be coming electronic. We have accountability like we never had before. Okay, I'm not going to go through my slideshow. You're going to do this on your time because I've got real musicians here. Well, I know that was supposed to be funny, but you know, sometimes you're...
Great intro. Thank you.
So, to make everything great, we have confirmation. It took me on my lunch hour today about 3 minutes to put in these chords. Ray came in and says, John, don't you know what a half diminished chord is from a diminished? So we had to make three or four changes so that Ray would not be insulted. Now, I put this up to 220. I have this in the original Jamie Ebersole key. I picked the Miles Davis fast combo setting, so the bass, piano, and drums have a Miles Davis up-tempo feel. If you don't like it, we can change it. We have no less than 8,000 different kinds of variations of rhythm sections, and I can pick things, and you can see what they say. Here's a Chuck Berry blues shuffle. Well, I won't insult you anymore. But you understand, the playback can be diversified as well as you can handpick all the chords. So Ray, I've talked a lot. This is Ray Smith. Let's have some hands of appreciation. And this is in concert pitch, so I'm assuming Ray's not even going to look at the chords because he's got it on alto. But the point is, Ray, is there anything you want to say before you start playing?
Well, do you want to illustrate what I do with it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. Here we go. I've picked to have the famous Jamie Ebersole one, the click, 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 click.
I'm going to assume that they already know the head. The next thing I got to do is no chords. We got any volume? We're not going to be able to hear that. Just a little louder. As soon as I play Santa again. There we go. I'm trying to get the kids another chords. This would be pretty fast for getting another chords. Why don't you slow down a little bit first?
Okay, now, one thing I can do, Ray, is I can also amplify you over here. So, Ray said that he thought 180 might be a good way to start.
Was that 180?
That was 220.
Yeah, I was going to say that's pretty fast.
So, here we go.
Getting all those chords, I'd go down a little slow. Yeah.
You want to go a little slower?
Yeah.
Okay, I can do 160. You know,
okay, whatever. Yeah. 180 is fine.
Okay, here's 160.
Oh, that's really slow. Okay. I don't think it's okay. I'm holding back. I go up a little bit. Let it go a minute. I also have to get familiar with the scales, of course. Start with the talking. Get them going. You could, of course, slow it down so they could do that. And you might also have them do patterns. For example, let me start from the top one more time. I might give them some patterns, something like this.
Electronically, is you can not only take it faster, slower, but you can repeat certain measures at any tempo to practice. Is there a particular measure in there that...
Let's take the first four.
Okay, first four measures. Look how simple this is. I highlight it, hit where it says loop, and we're going to listen to this in nauseam. Okay, we're going to go to B flat. How simple is this? Click on C, go up a perfect fourth, transpose the chords, and Ray will attest that we have the chords in concert B flat. So here, now I can do the loop, or I can take the loop off, and I'll just let it run. Will not loop. Thank you. If I had my, I don't have an external microphone here that I would plug him in, but I could record him, save it as a web file. Does everybody see where I'm clicking here? When I save it as a web file, I can burn it to a CD, or I can convert it to MP3. I can put it on the website, and this month on my school website, we can feature Ray Smith. But can you imagine the kids practicing to be featured on the internet each month? And all they need is one player. The rhythm section's right here. This is another creative way of practice. Now, this is a stimulus to say we can play back, we can change tempos, we can get accountability, but we have more accountability on what's going on with smart music. So in the interest of time, I'm gonna turn over a large amount of time, maybe 15, 20 minutes, and there's about four different things that are gonna be demonstrated. So, Lee, here is the microphone.
Okay. Well, I have that band director voice. Will that carry all right? The as we're switching the video over here, I just would like to mention that the first 28 years of my career was teaching public school music, bands and choirs and jazz bands, marching, pep band, combos, kind of that drill that everybody has. And I, a year ago or so, was asked by Make Music if they would, if I could work with them. The reason for that was our school was a pilot school for smart music. And also I teach Finale workshops, and it was kind of a good fit. We had 400 kids using smart music at school, 70 at home, and then the results of that were quite phenomenal. I used to be a kind and gentle, energetic guy, but as I got old and gray, I would say stuff now to my students like, you are doing a solo. That's the end of our discussion. And all the kids had to do a solo. There was no exempt from that. What I'd like to do is just truncate what I normally would talk about things that are in smart music, show you a feature that is now coming in 8.5, which will be out in a few weeks, I believe. We'll get our volume set here. I should have a little more sound than that. There we go.
You're up there.
Okay. Now, what we're seeing on screen is when you put in your own file to be assessed, you can see the notes and you can assess. So I'm going to just put on, make sure I got some sound. See my mic level? A $10 mic with a long cord and a little clip. It's the one you get through Smart Music. I'm going to take out, I'll just see what it's supposed to sound like. Maybe I have this as an assignment. There's my melody line. Too fast. Slow it down. Take out the accompaniment. Put in a click. Take out a click. It's a practice tool. Now, I've been working on this, and I want to see how I'm doing. So I'll just play along with it and make some mistakes on purpose. Whoop. Remember, I slowed that down. I'll put that back up. Okay, now I'm up to still kind of a slow tempo. We'll pick this up a little bit. So I had some troubles, but I was so busy playing, I'm not sure what happened, but I know I didn't get an A on it. So I go back, and now Smart Music has looked at it and said, well, the green ones are correct, the red ones are incorrect, and by the way, when you play all these red notes, if you want to click on the note and just check what it should have been, we'll show you the fingering for you. Now, the next thing on that, would you like to record yourself as well? All my conferences the last couple of years, the kids brought a recording and the assessment to the conference, and we played it for the parents through headphones. And they did it over and over and over until everything was green. They knew what they were sharing. That was huge. They knew the fingerings. They could slow it down, they could practice, they could burn CDs. This is your own music for assessment in addition to what Smart Music does.
Show them what your score is.
Well, I'm a little embarrassed to show my score, but I got 65 notes out of 169 notes for a total score of 38% with 6 red notes at a tempo of 111 for E-flat alto sax. Would you like to save that to your folder that we have for your assessments, your QM folder? Do you want to email it home and show your parents how great you're doing? Do you want to do it again until everything's green and your recording sounds good? Now, there's another level to this. Maybe you want to record yourself on the spot. If I get it too hot on the recording, I'm going to get a crackling sound. I often do that the first go around, but I'll just do a sample of this. Now you're in the lesson, or they're at home, or they're someplace and they're practicing. Maybe their parents are looking. Parents know about red and green. They also can hear things. So now they can sit down together without you harping on them and go back and listen and see how things went. Preview it before you save it. Now, if I'm looking at this with colors and I hear the sound, I can identify where I went wrong. It also has reverb, which you can adjust. That is a pretty good assessment tool, and that's on my own music. Now, assessment's already built into Smart Music, and it also has the ability to follow. I just want to open up a quick example of maybe after kids have worked up some technique that you can have them play, and we'll just go through this, play a little bit more musically. If you're going to have this be an expressive song and you have the metronome click going or the steady accompaniment and say, no, I want you to stretch phrases, I want you to play musically, it's not going to happen. But here, I'm just going to tell it to follow me, and it'll say, waiting for your note, F sharp. Oh, okay. Now this piano part is really soft, so let me bring that up. Try that again. To hear the piano part for me with this sound setup, but I can speed up, slow down. There are also wait for notes. It's very easy to do. I wouldn't do it until kids know their notes, but now you can have them play expressive and have them follow. That is a huge thing. The other thing is, as you're using things for practice, it's really nice for the kids to get instant feedback. I didn't realize until we used Smart Music in our school and we'd gone from 13 kids doing a contest solo to 100 in 1 year, that I was actually the bottleneck for those other 87 kids. I think it's 87. And once I got out of their way, gave them some tools and just said, you're doing a solo, they did solos. And I couldn't do that before. They're in this part, when you stop by the booth and look on the websites to get all the stuff, you have scale patterns, major, minor, diminished, whole tone. You've got intervals, you've got rhythms, you've got jazz rhythms, you have all sorts of things they all assess. I'm just going to go into one here and open this up. Is there someone, some help with sound? We have that one of those burbling things going on here. I say, I have to practice this. I'm going to learn a blues scale. I can hear it for reference. It's not going to swing. So I can get my notes going. And then I can do that same red and green assessment. I'll try to make a couple of mistakes. And if I make good enough mistakes, I might not catch it as a practicer at home with a metronome. But here, I can go up and I can check on how I did and get those colors and find out that I got some work to do. I can record it, I've got accompaniments, and I can change key and I can change articulation and I can change to any instrument. That is huge. Now everybody in the group gets to play. We want to pull up a tune that you we just did with Ray, and if we can ask Ray to do Yardbird's Suite. And in this case, we do have some Ebersol things that are built in, and that's under the literature category. If you haven't ever looked at smart music before, there's jazz for all instruments and vocal. There are folders for all the instruments. And as you're looking at what's available, there's samples, there are collections, and individual titles is where most of the action is. And like, here's the flute folder. All those tunes are in the flute folder ready to go. That's 30,000 songs that are ready for playing. Speed them up, slow them down, do anything you want to them. Here's a Charlie Parker Yardbird Suite. We'll just check out, see how loud our sound is here. And then we can decide what tempo. It's going to give our click in. Do you want to just do a chorus on that? And we'll try that. Ray mentioned earlier that that bridge would be something. Well, by the way, I can go to any key by interval here on the fly. But maybe if we want to take a look at any spot in the music, we'll go and just pick out where we're going
to
go.
17 to 24.
So if I can either type it in or click it in, very specific, and I'm going to go up here and just run this section.
Well, I'm going to drop the play on C-sharp minor on the bridge, so I need to work on it.
It's at 184. So we're just going to slow this down to a practice tempo, and just see how that goes. And then starts it again. And my rule with my students was four times perfect, then up a notch, and so on until the worst spots became the best spots. Whatever works with you, but you can isolate and pick out any spot. Mm-hmm. Change key. If you wanted to listen to changes just slightly different, you can go in and turn out. I'm not sure that's the phrase. Maybe I don't want to have the drums in there. Maybe I just want to hear what it sounds like this way. Take out the bass. So you have some options that way. It's yes, sir.
Real quick, if you listen to what he's playing, and if you determine whether he's playing notes that in a scale that fits those chords.
This right now is going to feature as an accompaniment. It's not going to analyze. It'll slow down, change key, do all those things. Doesn't really care what he's doing for analyzing, like the things on screen with the red and green notes. That's a different spot. Thank you, sir. We're going to see if I can get to one more spot here. I want to just mention...
The tuner, by the way, is worth its weight.
And oh.
The tuner is worth the whole cost of the program.
Yeah, maybe
if it didn't use anything else.
Yeah. Well, but here's one way that I use the tuner. I get a large monitor behind the director. Put it full screen. Every time that something is out of tune, you don't have to turn around. You just go through the section, and it'll play back as you play, so you can hear the intonation as well as see it. And you can take things, I mean, you literally don't have to ever turn around to say, look, check the strobe tuner, because it visually displays it, but then it plays back.
Bum, 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 play a, bum, play bum, a scale, bum. And we'll just put on the reference note in and out as you, after a while.
But if you go slower, and you know it'll really penetrate your intonation problems.
You know, you're taxpayers all going to have trouble with D's and E's. And they, you hear this immediately, and it's just the feedback is really tremendous on it. And it'll follow you pretty fast.
Swing by the booth in 309 and pick up the CD. Even if you don't activate it, use samples. You get a free tuner, you get the free digital recorder, you get the metronome, and you get the samples,
wow.
And it's all free. That's a heck of a deal, as we say back in Minnesota. So.
Hey, one of my college students put that on, and after a few minutes, he said, "I always knew that E's were sharp, but I didn't know that my E's were sharp."
Yeah. one thing, this is not really probably the convention to get into beginning band methods. So I'm just going to show you that they exist. Those red and green notes and assessments and things all work the same way, the recording, same as you saw in that on-screen thing before. Every line of music in the book and exercise is in there, and they all play, slow down, have the whole nine yards for the band methods. That is huge. With my younger students, I just set the standard. Everything green's an A, one wrong is one red's a B, two red's a C, three is an R for repeat. Don't want to hear about anything else, just get it green. You got conferences in 4 weeks, get the grade you want, let's share it with your folks. I would have little kids come in 6, 7, 8 times with new recordings and new scores until they got them all green. Then they came to conferences and everybody was happy. For me, it was the way to go, and I want to show you what that did, just kind of how that process works, and philosophically how I think this kind of changed some of the way I thought about teaching. This is a fourth grade student. Choice. I don't know about you, but I didn't have any private lessons from 8th grade on up for anybody in my students. And with the practice rooms and technology, everybody can do their own thing and get ready. And this kind of stuff happens when the director isn't explaining to people that, "I'm sorry, but I can't see 400 kids this week and get anything done." So if you give them tools, at least they can be part of the success. And that just changed the way I thought about teaching. That was huge. Now there's four areas to probably five now, to the whole smart music thing. You have the solos, 30,000. You've got 50,000 exercises. You have on-screen assessment, but you can also make your own files. Now this is
very important because you can take your entire curriculum, make smart music files out of it, and bingo, you have assessment, you have play-along materials of the first order. At Dakota Ridge High School, where I teach at, marching band music, all-state auditions for band, chorus, orchestra, jazz band, festival wind ensemble, all of that, and you've got the entire accompaniment, the entire recording, transcribed from a finale input. So this is significant what's coming. Do not get tired because we're at the end of our hour. This is extremely creative, accessibility to anything you're going to play.
So you take the finale chart. It's got human playback. It could be the whole suite in E-flat, it could be the jazz tune, it could be Magic Flea, but whatever the chart is, you can put it in there. You can also extract out the individual part. Here's the lead alto part for this one. And now this is just playing off of finale. We haven't even talked about using smart music. Until we do, I'll just show it up in here. Save special. Save as an audio file? Well, I could, but maybe a smart music accompaniment. Do you want a solo or do you want an ensemble? And they have different properties. And so you pick the instrument or you pick the whole ensemble. Now here is the same song in smart music that was created with finale. And I'll just open this here. I'm looking for high school jazz alto with a solo. The saving process is about 30 seconds. That's the easiest thing. I put on the solo line and it says, oh, waiting for your note. I can hear just the solo. I can practice with that. Or I can put in the whole group. I can take out the solo. I can record myself against it and see how I'm doing. And it turns out the computer usually plays pretty well. If I want to watch my mic level here, I'll just do a quick sample of this. So I think I started out pretty well, but something happened after that, I'm not sure. Now it says, your mic was set too high. It even knows that I'm screwing up. But we'll see what comes out of here. Now, I'll preview it. I can now post this on my school website, put it on a CD, do anything I want, and all the kids can have a practice file and do their own learning speed. That is huge. They can record. And I'm getting more and more stories as I go around the country on what that's done for people. Probably the biggest thing, now we're taking what could be a two-day visit on this stuff and condensing it into just a few minutes. One of the biggest, newest things is what Wynton Marsalis has done with his music and smart music. Last year he did an album that he recorded in a regular studio, then on tour, and then a week later or so went into a MIDI studio and did most of the same album again for smart music. The thing that's different about this, it is not computer generated playing. It is his group playing through our sound. And that's kind of neat. If you take a look at the jazz brochure, in here you have the features that are coming up in the new version of Smart Music. We've got exercises, which we just discussed a little bit.
What page are you on?
This little thin one, very first page. The exercises we just talked about with the they assess. And then we have, on the next page coming, will be play by your exercises, be modeling, hear a phrase, play it back, it tells you if you got it right. The next page is page 4 and number 3, is what I'm talking about now, where you have the melody on screen, and you have Wynton's group playing, which means that you're going to have Eric Lewis on piano, Carlos Enriquez on bass, Ali Jackson on drums, and you're hearing their performance. You can also go in and see what they played. Now there's a melody on vibes. The sounds are coming right off smart music. There's no sound card, there's no special equipment, right off the software, just using their performances. And when you get into the comping section, it's pretty neat to listen to what they did. I'm just going to pull up the piano part so you can see that. And now here's the same song, but this will be exactly what Eric Lewis played except it was just cleaned up, just a little bit, so it'd be like it was written. Otherwise, you'd have a lot of extra notes in there. Now you can go to school on that performance, analyze what voicings were used. Maybe it's too fast. I can listen to them in slow motion. And then I think what's probably the best, another equally good part, I now can go in this new version of Smart Music, say, I really need to learn those changes. At this point, I'm going to go in and say, I want to practice some of these patterns. You see in the bottom of page 6 and over on page 7, you've got 13 or so patterns that are built in. And when you get them learned, then you can start picking the ones on the right side of the page where you don't display everything. So on this tune, Baby I Love You, we're going to show patterns. And this would be more of a pedagogical way to approach learning your changes. And I think this is very cool. Now here's the part. If I go down here, do you want tonics? 1, 2, 3, different patterns. I'll cut to the chase for time. I'm going to show the 1, 3, 5, 7, but 5 and 7 are not going to display. So I've already learned some patterns, I've practiced, and now I can go in and I can see them on screen, I can practice them. Maybe it's too fast for me. Now, if I put in the solo line, I should get the patterns in here. And I can go through here. Through and do any of these songs, look on any kind of combination of patterns.
But the ability to use the patterns now is an objective way of getting kids to practice improvisation, to record themselves, send it to the teacher, and at some point, I don't think it does the assessment, right? Yet.
I can put the patterns in and have them assessed like I did with the jazz scales.
But this really opens up accountability to practice. I mean, and this is only the beginning. That's why this is so exciting, because I'll bet in another year or two, you got 13 essential patterns, and it's going to leapfrog. So this is the second thing that I wanted you to take out of this presentation, was you can customize your repertory for everything you're performing in your school groups. And the one thing, is there anybody from the state of Kentucky? Believe it or not, there's a marching band that got every kid to get a subscription, and the school that had won the last 7 years was beaten by this school who had every kid practicing the marching band charts with Smart Music. Is that correct? Was it 7 years or 6?
I think they had been beat up by the neighboring school for 13 years.
13 years.
And
every kid got in there and had to be accountable.
And they are happy at their school now.
Now, I don't know if we're going to get this thing in here. Remember, we had some trouble. Now, there's some loose ends here, and I know the hour is getting close. But what I'm going to show you next, if it doesn't get you salivating, then you're not hungry. Because I don't know of a more difficult area of instruction in the public schools. Got to find out why I don't have a picture. Okay. Okay, here it is. We got confirmation. And you're going to say, learn the changes. And you were told how you can learn changes, how you can customize your repertory, put it in here. But you have no modeling. Watch what I'm going to share with you. I have 256 different kinds of solo. Well, okay, it's up to 1,023. Well, let's not go too far. Let me take something that's grassroots. Milt Jackson, Vibes player, and we can program this thing in numerous ways, but here's the essence of what I want to say. Well, what's here is that you can print this solo out. You can ask your students to analyze it for scales and chords. You can tell them, here's a CD that I just burned with these chord changes with this solo, and I expect you to be able to play along with it at whatever tempo I give it to you. But this is jazz education in action. We take the repertory, we take the music that we're going to play in public, we get students so that they can learn it objectively, and in many cases, play with it. And I don't have to tell you, that's just one thing. Now, that's all we covered was basically the first products, software. Here is an example of a transcribing program.
One, two, three, four.
And I'm just making a recording of the original Jeanne the Aerosol confirmation. Now, it's what I'm going to do with it that's innovative. If you were a transcriber, you know we're going to slow it down. You know we're going to do things. Okay, that's 25 seconds. Let's give 30. But you know, there's a school of thought. I want real musicians. I want live music.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, we just don't want to listen to it. We want to transform it. Watch what's going to happen on screen. It may take a few seconds. Be patient with me. Now, well, here's the original tempo.
One, two, three, four.
I can go chromatically up. And Ray told me he wanted to play it in the key of F. So I didn't quite get it to 100%. But let's give Ray a chance to play in B flat. Now we can save it. And we can burn it to a CD. Now that would be a copyright issue that I don't think we should be advocating. But the point is you can save it. And you can put it on your computer so you don't need the CD and you can use it. But the Band in the Box was novel, or any of the software was novel, because there's no copyright infringement. The solo was created. That you can print it out, you can distribute it. I told you to buy CDs at 2 cents a piece, and you got a student assistant or whatever you want to call him. He's the copier. Every kid has every piece, and you're really producing. So that gives you a little bit. Now, the last thing we have, we've got a super scope here, and it allows me to do the same thing with the hardware. But why is dedicated hardware good? You don't need a computer. Reed Cutler, which is on my handout, he makes little boxes you can take on the airplane, you can take it to the beach, you can copy your CDs electronically, and you've got your headset, and you can do your transcribing or your playing away from a computer, on a bus, in a car, you can scat sing. But now we're taking jazz education out of the classroom, into the home full time, and now we can leave the home and we don't need a computer. And that's all with this technology. So as I've reviewed 1,200 copies, and I've been kind of, you know, living my days out, I feel excited to tell you that you will not teach the same way that you taught 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago. If you take some of the insight, and you got to go to my website, because my website has all the hot links, you'll see these products, you can download demos for the software, you can use it, you can try it. So, on behalf of Lee Kalistan, Ray Smith, myself, and IAJE for allowing me to present this workshop on how to, and I titled it, little different than I proposed it. Remember I said this workshop evolved? Creative practicing with automatic accompaniment generating software / hardware. I gave you three options. And when I do the article for IAJE, I probably will list every publisher of every play-along CD that's ever been done. Now, one tidbit before I hang up and you hang me is that with a transcribing program like this, you can literally record things that are analog. You can record albums, cassette tapes, radio. Plug it in here. See, we have a record button. Now, we can't record here. We got to exit this window, but do you see how it says record? We can literally record anything analog, make it digital, and then we can alter the tempos for practicing. We can do all of the digital magic, even though the source was not digital. So that means anything that you want to deal with that's been recorded analog. And that opens up a whole new world of teaching what you're going to use. So, I thank you and look forward to getting this article for you.